Okay, Kedushas Levi for Parshas Tazria Tafshin Ayin Ches. I want to thank Rabbi Yaakov Zaidel from Florida for sponsoring today's shiur. Today is Gimel Iyar and is the art site of his father, Alav Shalom, Avram Ben Herschel. And we hope that our learning will be for his continued Aliyas Neshama. Isha Ki Tazria VeYalda Zachar VeYom Hashmini Yimol Ar Basar Ar Laso. The parsha begins, it's a double parsha this week. Tazria begins, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael, Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar, when a woman will give birth to a male child, and she'll be tameh for 7 days, and then pasuk gimel uveyom hashemini yimol besar alaso. And then on the 8th day, the bris milah will take place. So the question that's asked by many, and the Berditchever brings it here, Rabbi Makshim, or Chaim HaKadosh, Lamashal is one who asked this question. Ma sheikh zeh le biyom hashmini? What's the sheikhus of this to biyom hashmini? Now you'll say, I don't even understand the question. What's the question? A woman gives birth to a male child, and on the 8th day the child has a bris. What's the question? What's the sheikhus? But when we understand more, Chazal's understanding of Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar, we'll understand what the question really is. We'll understand how Bris Milah is a reflection. It's not just giving us a chronology of this baby's life. A woman gives birth to a son, and the son will probably have a Bris Milah. It's much more than that. It's the way the Torah introduces us to the birth of this child, and what it means by Pnimius and Chasidus, that will help us to understand what the Chiddush of Bris Milah is in the context of Isha Ki Tazria V'yalda Zachar. Okay, so we don't really even understand the question at first, I would say, because again, what's the question? What's the Sheikhus? That a baby, Jewish baby boy was born and they had a Bris Milah? What's the Sheikhus? What's even the question? So let's read and let's see. V'anira dihina yeshis oris elyon shakarash baruch hu merachim ha-yisrael b'shvil midaso shenikar rachum v'cham. There is a way in which we interact with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, or maybe said better, a way with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, which is a Hisoris Elyon, where Hashem leads the way. And again, you'll see a lot of the pieces that we're going to learn today. We're only going to do Tazria today. Mir Tashem, tomorrow we'll do Kedushas Levi for Mitzora, and maybe a piece on Sfiras HaOmer as well. And that will also be dedicated to Avram Ben Herschel, Olav Shalom. A lot of what he's going to develop today is who takes the lead? Who takes the lead? Do we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wake us up? Or do I get up in the morning and I run to greet Hashem? Again, getting up in the morning is just my mashal. But who leads who? Isarusa de la'ela, again to use the language of the Svarim, Isarusa de la'ela is the Isarusa, the Hisorus, the arousal. Does it come la'ela from above? Or Isarusa de la'tata, or does it come from below? Who leads the way? Who initiates the relationship? That's the question. Hina yeshisores elyon shakadosh baruch hu merachem al Yisrael b'shvil midaso shenikar rachum v'chanun. So says the Berditchever again. There's a way of interaction with Hashem where it's a hisores elyon, where Hashem leads the way, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu and his rachmanis, his rachum, it's a kel rachum v'chanun, and his kindness for us, as it says in Parshas Kisisa, God who is rachum, who is merciful, and his chanun, Hakadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to us. Asher lezeh bara kol ha'olamos. Is that not the underlying principle of creation? God made the world for God? No. Hashem made the world for us because He likes us. So that was the very intention by which Hashem created the world. He likes us. It's His rachmanis that He wants us to have a life and to enjoy that life and to live that life in a meaningful way. K'mayim Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, the Zohar tells us, begin the Yiskare Rachum v'chulu. Begin. It's like Kevan. Since Yiskari Rachum, since he's called Rachum, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Midah of Rachmanus, which we mentioned the other day is one of the three Midos of every Jew, being created in the divine image. The Gemara says in Yavamis, every Jew is found to have the trait of Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gom Lechasadim. Right? Jews are Rachmanim, they're merciful. Baishanim, we have shame, we have busha. And Gom Lechasadim, we perform acts of chesed. So the Zohar actually, in defining why Hashem made the world, says, since Hashem has this midah called Rachum, he made the world. Hashem in his Rachmanis made the world. So yes, there's one way that Hashem interacts with us where Hashem leads the way and Hashem does everything and Hashem motivates and Hashem encourages and Hashem creates and Hashem, etc. V'yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem al Yisrael, machbis his oris milamata. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us as a response to an Isarusa de Latata. Right? La'ela means above, Latata means below. Isarusa de Latata, his oris milamata. Where the arousal or the awakening comes from below. Meaning what? We lead the way. We initiate the relationship. Kasher Yisrael mevakshim ilafanav Yisbarach le'rachim aleihem, oz merachim aleihem. Sometimes Klal Yisrael are so shell-shocked we don't even know how to ask for help. And we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His kindness to swoop down from the heavens and save us. And sometimes, we know we're in trouble, we initiate contact, we reach out to Him, we try to offer up our Torah and our mitzvos and our tefillos, and Hashem responds to us. As Chazal say in the Gemara in Yevamos, Minayin shekodesh baruch hu, mis'avel tefillos and shal tzadikim. From where do we know that Hashem looks forward to our tefillos? He wants us to reach out to Him, to make that contact, to pick up the phone and make that first call. Uve emes eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, underline this line, Uve emes eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaviv yoser his oris milamata al rachamim min his oris milamala. What does Hashem prefer? Which creates greater rachamim? When Hashem calls you or when you call Him? Very clear, says the Radicher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's much more chaviv, it's much more precious to Him. His oris milamata al rachamim. When we initiate and reach out to Him, it's much more meaningful, kiviyachol. He gets greater pleasure, as we've been saying in recent weeks and throughout the Sefer. The tanug that Hashem gets, the enjoyment, the delight, the pleasure that Hashem gets, is much greater when what? When we lead the way. V'zeu haremez isha ki tazriel. In the mashal of chasan and kala, of husband and wife, of man and woman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the man, and Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is the woman. So Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. Let's read. It says the Berditcher, Zera remez Isha ki sazria. Ki ha'olamos nikraim v'bechinas Isha. The created world that was influenced by the Creator, with the capital C, is like the woman. Again, in the marital relationship, it's the man who's mashpia upon the wife. I'm not only talking about in terms of the influence of the husband upon his wife, in terms of the tone in the home. That could go either direction, as it can go in our relationship with Hashem. I'm just talking very simply in the creation of a child. In the creation of a child, the man is mashpia his zara. He gives over his seed, which will then take root within the woman, and over a course of 9 months, that fertilized egg, an embryo, will develop and grow. And before you know it, oh my gosh, look, there are arms. I could take a picture and I could see there are arms, there are legs. Wow, I could see the shape of this child. I could identify the sex of the child. Is it male? Is it female? The doctors can see all sorts of wondrous things with modern technology, right? So I see what's taking place. But all of that formulation is taking place inside of the woman. The man initiates by giving over his zera, by giving over that drop of seed, which will then, again, take form over the course of a long period of time within the woman. So in a certain sense, the man is always, not always, the man is typically viewed as mashpia, and the woman is viewed as makabel. Again, in the simplest mashal, right, the man's involvement of creating the child is the moment of intimacy and conception. But then the mother carries on the baby for the next 9 months, and she's the one who gives birth to the child. So the man is mashpia, he puts things into motion, and then she's on the receiving end. Right? She becomes, again, in the language of the Gemara, without being too graphic, but in the language of the Gemara Ksubis, she is a kli kibul, she is a receptor, she receives from her husband, and he's able to be mashpia on her, mashpia and makaba. That's the standard process. That's always the process in terms of childbirth. Okay, but there's a notion of isha ki tazria. Now let's think about that for a second. Those words even make sense? Isha ki tazria? The man is the one who's mazria. The man is the one, right, who shoots his zera to the woman, who then nurtures that zera inside of herself. What do you mean, Isha Kitazria? It sounds almost like the woman is being the Mashpia and the man is being the Makabel. Now, we're not talking about science fiction and a pregnant man here. So what are we talking about? We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the receiver and us being the Mashpia. You understand? The spiritual concept of Isha, embodied by the Jewish people, influencing the spiritual concept of man, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isha ki tazriya, ki ha'olamos nekram b'chinas Isha. So now let's not talk in terms of husband and wife, and conception and birth of a child, creation of a child. Let's talk in terms of creator, like I said, with a capital C, and created. Creator is Zachar. The world is his creation. The very fact that there is a world and everything within it was programmed, was placed here, was received, the world is a receiver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's energy, whatever you want to call it. The world is, so to speak, an Isha. The world is an Isha. The world was shaped and molded and defined by the Ish, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein mekablim tavan me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a constant relationship. Hashem is mechadish betuvo, kol yom tamin ma'isa bereishis. Every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia onto the world, and the world is on the receiving end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. So again, what I ask you, what is Isha ki tazriya? So says the Berditcher in the next paragraph, v'zeu Isha ki tazriya, kasher ha'olam sheim Yisrael ma'orim harachmin. When we initiate, when we, so to speak, awaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis upon us, v'yolda zachar, again, without being sexist, but typically, men are stronger than women. I'm just talking about physical strength. I know there are very weak men, and I know there are female bodybuilders. But typically, a man's body is typically stronger than a woman's body. That's just a physical reality. So what does it mean, Isha ki tazriya v'yel dezachar? When the woman initiates, i.e. when the world initiates back at Hashem, or in other words, when Klal Yisrael initiate towards Hashem, v'yel dezachar. And Klal Yisrael show that in a certain sense, we're dominant. We're molid zachar. We take on that the nekeva, so to speak, Klal Yisrael, the world, takes on the role of what? Of mashpia. V'yol de zachar. Look what he says. Klomar rachim gidolim v'chazakim. When we're able to, so to speak, be the dominant one in the relationship. Harachim heim b'china zachar. And that creates, as we said, greater rachmanis. Because Hashem says, wow, I like when you lead the way. I like when you initiate. I told you my vart the other day that David HaMelech says Rebbe and Talmud is also Mashpia and Makabel. Again, of course it goes in both directions. To such a degree that the Gemara says in Makos, again in Maseches Tanis, that I've learned more from my Talmidim than my Talmidim learned from me. So who's the Mashpia and who's the Makabel? Typically, the standard way to look at it is that the Rebbe is Mashpia. Right now I'm talking and you're listening. The Talmud is Makabel. Obviously, there's a great joy that comes about when the system is reversed. When the Talmud becomes the Rebbe. When the Talmud inspires his Rebbe, that's an unbelievable feeling for both Talmud and Rebbe. Isha ki tazriya, when the Talmud leads the way. So I told you my vart. David HaMelech says, Samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem nelech. David HaMelech says, I'm the Melech, I usually set the tone. But what a simcha it is for me, ba'omrim li, when, so to speak, my subjects, Knesset Yisrael, when the Jewish people say to me, Beis Hashem Neilich, let's go learn. When the Rebbe says, let's go to the base, that's the Rebbe's job. He even gets a paycheck for that. When the Talmud says, I want to learn more, wow, you're pushing me to learn. It's Gevaldik. You've become the Rebbe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a tremendous tanug, a tremendous nachas ruach, kiviyachol, when we lead the way. Hashem loves it so much. So now, if that's what Isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar is all about, so now let's go back to our opening question. What was our opening question? Uvayom hashmini yimol besar arlaso. On the eighth day, circumcised the baby boy. Ma kesher. So we just explained the pnimius of Isha ki sazriya, v'yolda zachar. When a woman initiates the relationship and produces something even stronger than the natural flow of energy from husband to wife, from Mashpia to Mekabel. When she creates a greater Rachmanis through her efforts, the Isarusa Dilatata, the lower arousal. So what does it mean, Uva Yoma Shemini Yimo Besarla? So how does Bris Mila tie into that? Ah, so it's Gevaltik. Take a look. Al Derech Shemavuar Bechazal, a very well-known Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha says, Sha'al Hai Mina. Sha'al Hai Mina. A certain, Hai means like this, I'll translate it, a certain Mina, what's a Mina? Min, what's a Min?
Gender,
what else did it mean? A heretic. A certain, a min. A min is a kofar. V'lam al shinim. Right? Al aminim. A min is a kofar. A heretic. A certain heretic, sha'al, asked. He asked the following question. Mina. That's a good one. Think about it. Mina. Maisa kodesh baruch hu, maisa basar v'dam. What's better? Who's better at creating? Man or God? God or man? Now, needless to say, when the Tana heard this question, he rolled his eye. What kind of silly question is that? But the man explained, if God is really better at doing things, lama kadosh baruch hu bara sa'adam arel, so why didn't God make man in a perfected state? Why did God create man with a small piece of skin called the foreskin, the arla that needs to be removed? Was God not capable of finishing the job? That the first thing you have to do to a Jewish baby is, you know, touch it up a little bit. God couldn't create it just right. So he responded to him, no, Hashem wanted the Jewish people to have the schus of Bris Mila. What does that mean? In other words, says the Radicher, V'nimtza mizeh mochiach, she'esoris milamata choviv etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'esoris milamala. Hashem said, I want you to get involved right away. I want you to believe in your ability to perfect yourself, to make yourself, that you should, so to speak, initiate the covenant with me. Hashem wanted us to make the first move, so to speak. Now, it's not really the first move, because God, you already created 99.9% of my body. But I wanted there to be a perception that when you're born, the first move is yours. That you want to show me, Hashem, I could do better than you. You made the body this good, I'm going to make it that much better. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of encouraging us to what? To be leaders, to be mashpiyim. Not just upon the world, but upon Him. And therefore, v'zeo b'yom ha'shmini yimol. The yom ha'shmini yimol implies, it teaches us, sh'ha'isoris milamata choshev yoser, than the hisoris milamala. Hashem is teaching us, your man-made efforts mean a lot to me. And if you're just going to be passive in our relationship, we're only going to get so far. When a Jew becomes active in the relationship, when the Talmud is dictating to the Rebbe how things should go, when the wife is dictating to the husband how things should go, there's a certain level of relationship, a certain depth of relationship, a certain intimacy to the relationship that reaches a new level. Okay, so that's the Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Arlaso in relationship to the very strange Lashon of Isha Ki Tazria. Okay? Adkan, the first Torah. But it's really not really Adkan, because you'll see the next pieces are really just a hemshech of this idea said a little bit differently. O Yevuar Ish Laki Tazriya V'yol DeZachar. Chazal have a statement in the Gemara in Brachos. This Gemara does not necessarily correspond to a physiological reality. Okay? But I'm going to explain it in very loose terms. The Gemara says, Isha mezras tchila yoledes zachar, ish mazriya tchila yoledes nekeim. For the sake of tznius, and for the sake of understanding it spiritually more so than physically, because it's not really a physical truth, as far as medical reality is, the Gemara says, and we'll say it again, in a lashonaki, we'll say it like this, if the woman initiates the relationship, if the woman initiates the intimacy with her husband, so then they're going to give birth to a boy. She's going to become pregnant, they're going to have a boy. And if the man initiates the relationship, so then that's an indication that she'll become pregnant with a girl. Now that's not true. It's just not physically true. So what are Chazal telling us in this Gemara? What is this notion, again, of the woman initiating and that creates a zachar? When the man initiates, that creates an akeva. So we can already explain, based on what we know so far from today, that when the woman initiates, when Klal Yisrael initiates, then it's stronger. When Hashem initiates, then it's an akeva, it's weaker. And that's more or less what the Berditcher is about to say. Hashem wants us to lead the way. But let's add another Gemara to flesh out this idea. Uvo yivur haplugta chad amar benisan nigalu. Uvenisan asidin legal. Legal. Vachad amar benisan nigalu v'tishre asidin legal. One opinion says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dafir Aleph that we left Mitzrayim in Nisan and we'll get out of this final galus once again in Nisan. And one opinion, one Tana says, we left Mitzrayim in Nisan, but we're going to see the final Geula in Tishrei. One time, it was the last day of Chodesh Nisan, and Rav Avram Shor Shlita, it was a Shabbos, and Rav Avram Shor Shlita got up on the Bima to speak. It was the last day of Nisan, someone who was there told me this, and he stood on the Bima for an uncomfortably long amount of time not saying anything. He just got up and he stood there. A minute went by, 2 minutes went by. 2 real minutes is a long time, right? If you think about 2 minutes. And he was just standing there. And he said, very painfully, he said, it's the last day of Nisan. Chazal say, B'Nisan Ligalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. We've pointed out in the past from the Chavetz Chaim, if every day of the calendar we look forward to Mashiach, we're hopeful that Mashiach is going to come today, but in Chodesh Nisan, we mamish have to feel that more so than any other time of the year, it's 50-50. Every day is equally likely that it will come, as much likely as it won't come that day. After 2,000 years of galus, that's a hard feeling to have. But Rav Shor got up on the last day of Nisan, and he just stood there saying, this is it, we got to make this happen. We got to believe that, and if we don't make it happen, we need to reflect on what went wrong this Nisan. That Nisan, which is such a potent time for Geula, didn't become the Geula this year. So we're not in Nisan anymore. We can always long for Mashiach every day. Right? But Chazal are telling us something very important here. There's an energy in Chodesh Nisan and an energy in Chodesh Tishrei that make them extra ripe for Geula. What does it mean extra ripe for Geula? What is Nisan? What is Tishrei? What's the difference? What's this machlokas? Haklal Yesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Berov Rachim of Merachim Al Amo Yisrael B'li Shum His Oris HaTachtonim. As we've previously explained, there's a way that Hashem interacts with us without us being involved at all. We're on the 49th level of Tumah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and He saves us without the awakening from below. V'yesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachim Atzmo Al Yisrael Machmas Meisa HaTachtonim Me'amo Yisrael. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to our efforts, to the things that we're doing to try to reach out to Him, b'maseim hana'im, with our beautiful deeds, b'masha osim makayim mitzvosav, through the fulfillment and performance of His mitzvos, v'abechina habeiz yosur tov lifnei amu Yisrael. And obviously, again, the second way is the more positive way, both for us and for Hashem. No one wants to be entirely passive. It doesn't feel good to always just be on the receiving end of someone else's generosity. They may very happily, comfortably, you know, provide you with your paycheck for no good reason. You don't work for them. Someone's supporting you. So I have all the money that I need. But there's a lack of self-worth when a person feels, I'm not actually providing anything. I'm just getting handouts. So when Klal Yisrael can initiate and, so to speak, earn Hashem's rachmanis, we feel much better about ourselves. V'zeh ha-remez ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia chiyus b'chol eis v'rega al kol ha-olamos. Nikra b'shem ish. So again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading the way, when the man is, so to speak, initiating the relationship, when the mashpia, the typical mode of Hashem as mashpia, is influencing us, v'ha'olamos mekavlim chiyas meito b'chol eis rega nikram b'chinas isha. So that's the typical male-female relationship. Again, the man gives over his seed, and the woman nurtures it inside of herself, developing the child for 9 months. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about that. Hashem is the Ish, and we, Klal Yisrael, are the Isha. But there's a certain depth and a certain beauty, again, that we're describing when we're able to what? When we're able to reach out to Hashem. V'zeu Isha Mizraas Tchila. Dehainu kisha shefa ba machmas maisa tachtonim. When the woman initiates the intimacy, when the woman reaches out to her husband, yoleda zachar, that creates a zachar. Zachar, again, is a bechina of something very strong. Again, reflecting the physical strength that a man has naturally more so than a woman. Just about pure physical strength. Not about spiritual madrigals. When the woman initiates, which the woman initiates towards her husband, right? There's something very powerful that takes place in that moment. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you've earned it, so to speak. You're able to receive Hashem's kindness in return much more comfortably. V'zeu yoledes zachar ala remez ki ish gvuraso. Ish, right? Zachar. Masculine represents a certain strength. Ish mazriya tchila. But when the man initiates, when the husband initiates intimacy with his wife, dahainu kisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma ma'ora Hashem al amo Yisrael, when Hashem reaches out to us, when Hashem reaches out to us and we have yet to do our part, so to speak, as the Isha, Zeo HaRemez Yoledes Nekeva. That's what Chazal say. When the man initiates, then they're going to produce what? A female. It doesn't mean that every time husband and wife are intimate together and she becomes pregnant, right, we're going to analyze how they came to be together at that moment, who initiated the intimacy. It's not physical reality. What it's telling us in Pnimius is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiates, the Rachmanis can only be so strong. It's Yoledes Nekeva. As the Gemara says, in Brachos Lamed Beis, Tosh Kocho Kenekeva. That his strength was weakened like a Nekeva. Again, a woman is physically less strong than a man. Kisham Chas V'Shalom Yesh Kitru. And because we don't have any merit, we haven't initiated, we haven't earned it, so then the Malachim say, what? Why are you giving out free gifts to these Jews? They didn't do anything. When we earn it, when we do our part, when we initiate towards Hashem, then the angels can't have tainas against us. Hashem says, why am I being so loving to them? I'll tell you why. Because they brought me mitzvahs and meisim tovim and tefillah and chesed, etc., etc., etc. But when Hashem just gives us a free gift, there's a kitruk. You understand? There's a taina. There's a complaint in heaven against us. V'zeh ha-remez b'gemara. And that's what the Gemara means, Nisan versus Tishrei. V'lo pligi. And we know that there's no machlokas. As Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos, Daf Chav Zayin, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both true. But what does it mean, they're both true? Lo pligi. Ki kishuya imyirtza Hashem ha-ge'ula v'meher b'yameinu, machmas hisoris ha-tachton. So says the Berdichev, what a beautiful tefillah for us to have as we enter into Chodesh Iyar. When there's a hisoris ha-tachton, when the Jewish people earn Mashiach, instead of just sitting back waiting for Mashiach, oz yeh ha-ge'ula b'tishrei. So then the redemption can come about when? It can come about in the month of Tishrei. What does that mean in Tishrei? What's the difference between Tishrei and Nisan? Very simply, Nisan is a Zman of Chesed. Tishrei is a time of Din. When we initiate, we can handle the Din. Because we've earned it. You understand? When we haven't initiated, we haven't done our part, we got to wait around for Nisan. A time of what? Of heavenly arousal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiates. Nisan is Mitzrayim. Nisan is the Jews not worthy. No zchusim. No merits. Tishrei is Midas Adin. You don't want to go to trial unless you have a good case. So if you have a good case, then Mashiach can come in Tishrei. Afilu shachodesh hazeh mora al hadin, even though Tishrei is a time of Midas Adin, keivan shagu'ula yiyah, emyirtza Hashem machmas his ores hatachton, so then, no problem, we can stand in din. Aval kishyeh gula machmas rov rachamav oziyah dafka benisan. But if we need a handout, if we need rachmanis, if we don't have anything to stand on our own two feet, so then we have to wait for that same time that Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim when they had nothing to stand on their own two feet. A time that's kulo chesed, which is again, of course, Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan nikra Chodesh Aviv. Hashem took us out in the springtime, Aviv. Aviv, how does it begin? Aleph, Beis. Everything in order, Seder. Pesach Seder, Nisan. Everything's the way it's supposed to be. Tishrei, Tav, Shin, Reish, it's going backwards. Backwards, inside out, upside down. That's Midas Adin. So therefore, Nisan, who or Yashar, Moral Chesed, V'Tishrei, who or Chozer, Moral Din. So it's up to us, the Isha, to initiate, to reach out to who? To our husband. Our husband wants to be with us. Our husband wants to be intimate with us. Hashem wants to be close to us. And Hashem will draw close to us if we don't draw close to Him either way. But it's much more beautiful, right, when the husband and wife are on the same page. And being on the same page for us means that we do our part to say, Hashem, we want Mashiach. We want Geula. We're offering our best efforts. in Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars of the world. We're doing what we can. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can meet us and respond to all of the Kitrug, all of the Midas Adin that tries to confront us and tries to challenge us. Okay? All right, let's skip the next little piece. Again, these are all, you'll be able to learn it yourself. It's all a hemshich of this idea. But let's go to the one after that. O Yivu'ar Isha Ki Tazriya, the one that begins Isa Bizar HaKadosh. The Zohar asked the question, and really only after learning this piece do you understand that Isha Ki Tazriya is such a funny lashon. Again, we've explained it now in Pnimius. We understand now Isha Ki Tazriya. The man is Mazriya. The man gives the zera. The woman doesn't produce the zera. She provides the egg, which will be fertilized. She's on the receiving end. So says the Zohar Kadosh, why does it say Isha Ki Tazriya? Why doesn't it say Isha Ki Tahar? Right? Vatahar v'tele ben, as you find many times in Chumash Bereishis. Vatahar, she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Isha Ki Tazriya is a funny lashon. Halapasuk and Iskal Ha'el, the Zohar says, Ki Tahar mi ba'ilei. It should say the woman became pregnant, impregnated. Amar Rabbi Yosi, look inside, Zohar, gotta look inside. Itza miyoma di isavras ad yoma di oledes. A woman, itza means a woman. Itza is Isha. A woman from the day that she becomes pregnant, from the time of conception, ad yoma di oledes, until she gives birth, leis la bepuma. Anyone know what a puma is? Other than a sneaker. What's puma? The path. The mouth. The path. Tahar. V'tahar v'teilei ben. V'tahar. She became pregnant. Leis la bepuma. There is not in her mouth, meaning she doesn't talk about anything else other than Ella, Yelida dila, Olehevi zachar, v'chulu. All she can talk about is the fact that she's pregnant. She can't think about anything else. She cannot think about anything else. Right? If we have a boy, we should do this. If it's a girl, we should do this. What should we name? What do we do with the bris? What color should we paint the room? She can't stop talking about it. It consumes her world, rightfully so. There's a human being growing inside of her. So she can't stop. She can't. From the time she becomes pregnant, she can't think of anything else. It totally, totally consumes her. Someone showed me yesterday, one of the Rebbeim here showed me some of his notes from some of his notes that he uses when he gives chassan classes. And he had a very funny and such a gavaldic quote from Rav Willig, from the Ramu, Rav Mordechai Willig, Shlita. Rav Willig said, that when a man talks to his wife, if he talks to his wife in general, when she's permitted to him, you have to think twice before you speak. When she's not permitted to him, when she's a nida, you have to think three times before you speak. When she's pregnant, you need to think four times before you speak. And after she gave birth, you need to think five times before you speak. That's what the Ramu said. Chevra, he's right. At least. You read us Hadoros, we probably need to think 10 times before we speak to anyone. Okay? So the woman is very much consumed by her pregnancy. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. I'm not making fun, and the Zohar's not either. Rightfully so, she can't think about anything else. If it's a boy, if it's a girl, right? That's the v'chulu. The v'chulu of this line of the Zohar is Ilehevi Dachar, Dachar Zachar. If we have masculine, if we have a son, we'll name it after my great-grandfather, and if we have a daughter, then she can't stop thinking about it. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? So why don't you find out? Go ask your OBGYN to let you know. I don't want to know. Okay, so you're just going to make me crazy for 9 months. Okay. Gavaldik. It's a lot of excitement. It's a good thing. Dine Shamati Mimori V'rabbi, Marina of Doiv Ber, Nishmas and Nathan. I heard from my Heilige Rebbe, the Magid of Mizrich. Maimer Chazal. The Gemara says, and the Zohar says, Yisrael Mefarnes in La'aviyam Shavash Shemayim. A concept that we find in Chazal, said in different ways. Here he's quoting a Zohar, that what? That the Jewish people are Mefarnes. What does Mefarnes mean? Sustain. Beautiful. That we sustain, we give parnasa to Hashem. We give parnasa to Hashem. Last time I checked, we say in benching that he's the one who's mefarnes. He's mefarnes osanu. Since when are we mefarnes Hashem? We give sustenance to Hashem. We pay his bills. Yisrael mefarnes and lavim shashamayim. Al derech the isav mishlei, So my Rebbe explained based on the pasuk in Mishlei, ben chacham yisamach of. Ben chacham yisamach of. With a kamatz, of, not av. Of. A wise son makes the father rejoice. Dahainu, and we saw this last week in Kedushas Levi. Dahainu b'masha anu osim mitzvos umaisim tovim as I garmim tanugla bore baruchu. When we do mitzvos umaisim tovim, it makes Hashem so happy. Such a proud father. Such a nachas ruach. Remember we learned last week that we are happy knowing that we make Hashem happy. I don't remember the pasuk in Yeshaya that we expounded. What was the pasuk we learned last week? How we rejoice in the fact that we're making Hashem happy. We're not rejoicing in the fact that I get a prize at the end of my life called Olam Haba. We rejoice in the fact that we make Hashem happy. No, Nani, got it? Sos asis v'Hashem. I'm happy knowing that I make Hashem happy. And he's happy knowing that we're doing good things. So the father's proud of the son, and the son is proud to know that he made his father proud. The child is proud to know that he or she made his or her parent proud. That's the biggest simcha. Knowing that I gave nachas to my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents. To know that my parents and the generations will look at me and I walked in the path of the Jewish people, that's the biggest simcha in the world. I happen to also get a very nice prize at the end called Olam Haba. That's true. That's all true. But lo manas l'kabel pras, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to give Hashem the nachas. And that's what it means, says the Berditchver. V'zeh Yisrael mefarnes in la'avim eshvah shomayim, sh'atanug nikra parnasa kivyachol. In what way are we sustaining Hashem? By giving Hashem that great pleasure of looking down on good Jews. Yes, in 2018, Hashem, we're still trying. That gives Hashem tremendous pleasure. Tremendous, tremendous tanug. V'nei lefizeh, so again, we'll ask the question we asked last week, and we'll learn the mashal I told you, the amazing mashal of the Berditchver. But if you ask yourself, who am I to be the one to make Hashem happy? Who am I? Remember his lashon last week? Karetz v'chomer, flesh and blood. Who am I to give pleasure to Hashem? Hello, Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh kama alafim alachim shem omrim kadosh 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 be'emu v'yira. A Jew said kadosh 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 this morning in Chazar Sashatz, and he's looking around. He's not saying it be'im over yira the way the angels say it. He's not connected in that way. Uma enosh kitis kerenu, and what is man that God should bother with us? We're a waste of time. We make so many foolish decisions and choices. So in what way am I going to be the one to give pleasure to Hashem? Let the malachim, let the srafim, the ofanim, the chayos hakodesh. There's so many other options for Hashem to delight in, to enjoy. Who am I, flesh and blood, with all my stupidity, to be the one? Oh no, but I'm giving such tanug to Hashem. Avinu shvah shemayim. The angels are also His children. We're His children. Ben chacham yisamach av. But the angels are also His children. They're also His created beings. So who am I? V'nevar al derech mashal. Chevra, put a little star here. You'll never want to forget this mashal. V'nevar al derech mashal. Remember this beautiful mashal. K'mo sheyesh l'sarei umos shemalam demes of echad alashon b'nei adam. Imagine the sarei umos. Imagine there was a lot of talk amongst the kings, the noblemen of the world, that there was a bird that had the ability to speak. A talking bird. One of the kings had trained a talking bird, and people traveled from near and far to have access to come to the king's palace and to see the talking bird. No other kingdom in the world has ever seen such a thing. A talking bird that could really converse and have full conversations. Not just Polly wants a cracker, you know, not just a little parrot. But to really, a talking bird, what a chiddush. What an unbelievable chiddush. Vashomeya matmiya kenegdo. And everyone who sees this, they say, wow, that's unbelievable. V'omer l'shar chaverov. And anyone who had the schus to see it went back to their country. They went back to their kingdom. And they said, you gotta travel to see this. It's well worth the trip. Bo v'nishma v'nira dover chiddush. Come see something like nothing you've ever seen before. A talking bird. Says the Berditchever, v'hanimshol muvan. And the nimshol, the takeaway of this parable, is very clearly understood. The fact that a malach serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no offense to the angels, but it's boring. It's boring. There's zero element of chiddush in it. There is zero element of chiddush that an angel is able to do the Ratzon Hashem. The angel has no free will whatsoever. Neither do the sun, the moon, and the stars, or the animals, or the grass and the trees. There's no chiddush when something that doesn't have bechira chooses to do what's right, because it's not really a choice. This is what we spoke about on Sunday, and if you didn't hear the shiur, if I could recommend that you listen to it. It was pretty important what we spoke about. The chiddush of bechira, man's ability to choose, and why that gives Hashem such great pleasure. But it's more than that, right? It's not just the fact that we can choose. It's what we're going up against when we choose, which makes the chiddush even greater. It's not just a human being talking. It's a talking bird. It's chiddush upon chiddush. That a bird can talk, that the bird has the ability to say anything, that the bird can talk intelligently. It's a total chiddush that a human being with the Yetzer Hara that we have in our world today could ever choose to talk to Hashem, could ever choose to talk in Torah, could ever choose to do mitzvos, is a huge chiddush. And instead of what? Hashem turning to the angels and saying, wow, look what a great level you're on when you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hashem says to the angels, or the angels say to one another, come see this chiddush in Hashem's kingdom. Come see a talking bird. Come see a human being understand the fullness of his Yetzer Hara and watch how he still chooses Hashem. You're going to be blown away. You're not going to believe what you see. Yeah? Then I'm explaining it poorly. Why aren't you understanding? The takeaway is the fact that any one of us can choose to serve Hashem, right? What we're in comparison to what we're up against, it would be so easy for us to not serve Hashem. That would be normal. The fact that we can actually overcome our Yetzihara, overcome our bodies, and be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not any less shocking than a talking bird. It would be very easy for me to never open up the Torah, for never put on my tefillin, to never bother to keep kosher, to never refrain from performing malacha on Shabbos. You know what the proof that it's easy for me to do that? 7 billion people do it every single day. Plus. The chiddush is that there's a small handful of people, right, a tiny percentage of humanity, that doesn't do that every day. That does put on tefillin, that does keep Shabbos, that does keep kosher, that does follow Taras Mishpacha. That's a chiddush. That's a talking bird. That's mamash a talking bird. So with this we explain once again, exactly like we learned last week in Parsha Shmini, the Mishnah in Avos. But it should resonate that much more with us now, because now it's this week's Pirkei Avos, the second parak of Avos. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Omer, Eiza derech yeshara sheyavar lo ha'adam, kol shu tiferes lo sev, tiferes lo min ha'adam. What is the path that a person should choose? What is good for you and is good for others? That's the Pashup Shah. Dinei Rebbe ba lelamir osanu derech tova nachon la'avor esabore. Dainu la'achoz b'midas ha'tiferes u'lahalos osa. This is the week in Sfiras Omer of Tiferes. Today is the 18th day of the Omer for those who failed to count last night. Dahainu she'ikr machshavto shala oved, yerak b'chidei she'yispar imo Hashem yispar. Your focus in serving Hashem should be that Hashem should be proud of me, that Hashem should be happy with me. Dahainu she'akadosh baruch misparim avodos banav asherheim melubashim beguf ha'ova achomer. That Hashem says, your body holds you back the same way that a bird's body stops it from being a rational, thinking creature. It's just a little bird. So the angels look at us and say, it's just a body. I just see a body. Hashem says, no, I see a neshama. And you're going to see the neshama talk. Watch this. And a Jew says, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eisa Shemayim, Eisa Aretz. And the angels are going wild. Angels can't believe it. That a body of flesh of blood, of vachomer, a thick and unrefined body should be able to make contact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'aval pichei nostim es libam b'chidei la'hafshid es ha'gashmias, to strip away the gashmias, u'la'halbish es atzma b'ruchnias, and to wrap oneself in a beged of mitzvos, u'v'kedushas ha'borei kiv'yachol, u'v'zeu mispar imanu kiv'yachol, and that gives Hashem great pleasure. V'zeu kol shetif eres lo'oseha. Says of Yehuda Anasi, what's the path a person should choose in this world? Give tiferes not osad to the one who does the mitzvah, la osad to the one who created you. Give nachas to Avinu Shabashamayim. The Hainu Shakarish Baruch Hu Asanu Mispar Imanu. That Hashem made us and He rejoices with us. He feels great pride in us. Mispar, Tiferes, Pe'er. V'gila lanu Rebbe v'mahu atisparus. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi tells us, what is that source of joy? V'tiferes lo min ha'adam. Says the Mishnah, Ze Amar Acharkach, V'tiferes lo, you know what makes Hashem happy? Min ha'adam. The dafka from the Adam. V'zeh magia tana gadol abori baruch hu. V'oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra kivyachol b'chinas mekabel. Hashem becomes the receiver, and we become the mashbia. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel what? What's he being mekabel? He's being mekabel the tanug of seeing such beautiful Jewish children doing the Ratzon Hashem in this world. He quotes again from his Rebbe, Rav Dov Ber of Mezrich. Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha, Zchusu Yagen Aleinu. He quotes from the Magid, who explains the Pasuk, Me'eis Hashem Haisa Zos, He Niflos Ve'Eneinu. How does he read it? Puts together everything we learned today. Let's finish up. Me'eis Hashem Haisa Zos, He Niflos Ve'Eneinu, Ki Milas Zos, Nikra Al-Bachinas Nukva, Ki Yadua. Zos is Nekeva. Zos represents the entire concept of Nekeva. Me'eis Hashem Haisa Zos, He Niflos Ve'Eneinu. What does that mean? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Nekeva, that's Nifla, that's wonder. That's Hafladik, that's a wondrous thing. When we become the Zachar, when we become the Mashpia, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Nekeva, the Makabel, that's a Pella. Explain the Magid of Mezrich. V'nei kefisha amarnu le'el. She'ikr ha'avdus yarak al siba satanu gamegi labore baruch hu. The goal is to turn Hashem into the female. Let Hashem get more from you than you get from Him. Va'oz nikra kiviyachol habore baruch hu b'chinas makabel. Make Hashem the receiver. And that's what it means. Me'eis Hashem ha'isazos. Me'eis Hashem ha'isazos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zos, ta'ayinu kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol yiyah b'chinas nukva, b'chinas Zos. When we become the dominant one in the relationship, and Hashem is receiving from our good choices, that's niflos me'ineinu. That's wondrous in our eyes, and wondrous in His eyes, and wondrous in everyone's eyes. Perish hu pela ma'od be'einenu. It's a wondrous, wondrous thing. So concludes the Berditchever in the final two paragraphs. V'nei b'chol adam yesh shalosh b'chinos halalu. Let's go back to the woman who can't stop talking about her pregnancy. Says the Berditchever, there are three stages. There are three stages in the birth of a child. There's the zriya. There's the conception. The moment of intimacy, the moment that the woman actually finds out she's pregnant and becomes pregnant. There's the herayon, there's the period of pregnancy itself, the 9 months. And then there's the leida, there's the moment of birth. Zriya nikris b'chinas his oris hama'oreres leivin adam la'avdus abor. Zriya, the sprouting, that first moment, again, that intimate moment between husband and wife, right? That's the his oris. That's the excitement. That's the excitement. The intimacy between the husband and wife, right, is filled with a certain excitement. That's not true for every day of the pregnancy. The feeling of the husband and wife being intimate with one another. So that moment, right, is the hisoros. Then the pregnancy, the hirayon, is nikreis v'misharot zelasos ha-mitzvos. Now I'm excited to do mitzvos, that's real. Now what? Now I really want to do mitzvos. I'm starting to think about what mitzvos to do and how to do them. V'leida, and the birth, is the moment where I actually perform the mitzvos. Leidu kesha adam osas a mitzvah. So I have the spark of the idea, I expand that idea, and then I actually give birth to that idea. Someone tell me another way to say it other than Zriya, Hayrayon, and Leida. Chachma, Bina, and Das. Exactly. Beautiful. Chachma, I have the spark of the idea, I have an inspiration. Bina, a maven davar mitoch davar. I begin to expand the idea, exactly how and what to do. It takes form. That's the 9 months of the child taking on form within the mother. And then Leida is now there's actually a baby, and now we're really excited, because now there's results. Now the child has been born. The Leida is when the person actually does the mitzvah. V'zeu she'amru Chazal, and that's what Chazal said in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim Mem Hei, Nitzvah Shegal Limincha B'Kesem Ofir. Nitzvah, Atem nitzavim hayom. What's nitzvah? You all just proved you're not looking inside. Atem nitzavim. Standing. Nitzvah shegal. Article translated it in the article Tanakh as the queen, but it's not a really good translation. Not a complete translation. Right? Shegal is lashon of mishkal. Mishkal means intimacy. Sexual activity. Shegal may be better translated as a concubine. A concubine has certain conjugal rights, but doesn't have a full ksuba, and is not fully married. So let's just try to get the pasuk down. Nitzvah shegal yemincha. Okay, but for again, shegal is a delicate word, so we'll translate it as, we'll use the article translation. The queen stands to your right, bekesem ofir. Kesem is jewelry, in the jewelry of ofir. Ophir is a place, and it's describing the queen by the king's side. Okay, let's imagine it like that for a moment. But the Gemara explains on this pasuk Tehillim Mem Hei, bischar she Yisrael mechav mes haTorah, yoser imasha umos mechavim es shegel zachu lekesem ofir. The fact that the Jews love Torah more than the nations of the world love sexual activity, we were zochah to the jewels. To the crown jewels. That's what the Gemara says. From the fact that Jews love Torah more than the average person in the street is mechabev, is delights and enjoys sexual activity, we were rewarded with beautiful jewels. Beautiful jewelry. What's the pshat? U'lechora ma ro litvos v'mashu mechab mes ha-shegel. What a strange and almost crude mashal that Chazal give. What's the comparison here? And they want to talk about illicit sexual activity. So there's a lot of illicit things the Gentiles do. There's a lot of bad people in the world. Why not say Jews love mitzvos, right? More than thieves love stealing. Jews love mitzvos more than people like eating cheeseburgers. I don't know. You could pick anything. Jews love mitzvos more. Why this? Why did Chazal pick this example? Such a delicate and almost improper thing to discuss. And to compare our love of Torah and mitzvos to the illicit love of two lovers in the world? It's very strange. Ela nira kedera shechesavdu. Lefisha be'aveira shel mishkal shayach mashpiyu makabel. Because again, in the context of intimacy, whether it's a holy love an intimacy between a husband and wife done by Kedusha Vatara, or whether it's a perverse one-night stand that takes place somewhere in the world. Right? There's Mashpia and there's Makabel. There are two people who are what? Who are interacting with one another. There's a give and a take. V'zeo sha'amru daika taivas ha-mishkal. And that's not quite like Chazal picked this example. Because the way that we can truly be Mechabev Torah and Mitzvos is not just to be a passive woman who's receiving from her husband, but to partner with our husband and to lead our husband in a certain way, that there's a isurus that comes from below, and isurus de la tata, a lower arousal, that the isha initiates. Lefisha kenegdom shehei mashpiim v'nasim ashpa asam aveira gadola. In the world, when a person, yes, there could be a mashpia, there could be a shefa in the world, and Rahman al-Atsan, it's been a lot in the news recently, of men who are predators, who take advantage of vulnerable women. Where the mashpia is completely in charge and the makabel is almost in a position or is in a position that's against her will. And that's not holy. And there's still, again, there's still mashpia makabel, but it's off. It's not right. It's illegal. It's improper. It creates a negative energy in the world. But when we come together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Torah, when we unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the context of Torah and mitzvos, avalo kein anu b'nei Yisrael, when the isha in this spiritual relationship of Chas and Kala, Hashem and Klal Yisrael, when the Isha takes the lead, right? It's not perverse, it's not off, it's not that this young woman is a little too loose, that she's looking for a man to initiate with. It's a beautiful thing. Because Hashem is always ready for us. Hashem's ready to partner with us. When we show we're ready to partner with you, and we meet somewhere in the middle, Hashem wants Geula, and we want Geula. It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And because of that, we're zochah to kesem ofir, again, whatever that imagery of those beautiful, jewels is meant to represent.
Okay, final paragraph. Zeu she'amar ha-Zohar, and that's what it means. The Zohar, Rabbi Shimon, is being megalitas that itza miyoma v'chulu, the woman, from the moment she becomes pregnant, she can't stop thinking about the baby that's hopefully going to be born. What it means to us in Pnimius is that itza hu kneses Yisrael, the Jewish people, the woman, so to speak, miyoma dis avras, from the time that we became pregnant, from the time Hashem made a world, from the time Hashem initiated our existence, and from the moment that I decided, as a created being, you know what? I want to be a good Jew. I wasn't thinking about that when I was 5 years old. I wasn't thinking I'm a bad Jew. I just wasn't thinking about it. Whatever point in my life, I, Moshe Tzvi Wamri, decided I care a lot about my Yiddishkeit and I want to work on it. From the time I had that first inspiration, that first burst of inspiration, the same thing is true for everyone here, from the moment of the Zriya, that moment of his oris, to serve Hashem, I can't stop thinking, how far am I going to get with this? What am I going to produce? Am I going to be able to produce a zachar? Am I going to be able to what? Is the Isha kisazriya of a yelda zachar? Am I going to be the one to give nachas to Hashem? Or am I going to be more passive and be on the receiving end of my religious growth? And I'll let my rebbeim have to take achrayas for me, and I'll let Hashem take achrayas for me, I'll let my surroundings take achrayas, and I want to grow, I'm inspired, I had that hisoris. I had the moment of Zriya. But throughout the pregnancy, I should be challenging myself to say, how active am I going to be in the relationship? Ad yom adiyoledes, until that moment of birth, you know that the mashal of birth is not only a mashal of a neshama coming into this world, but it's also a neshama leaving this world. When I'm born into the world beyond this world, that's also birth. So until I'm born, meaning throughout the course of my entire life, I should be challenging myself to what? Da'ainu ad she'osa mitzvos. And on a more simplistic level, until I do the next mitzvah that I do, I should be thinking, I want to make sure that this next mitzvah that I do, and certainly that course of my entire life, should be what? Where I give the nachas to Hashem by being the one to initiate. I, the Knesset Yisrael, I, the Jew, the created being, the Isha, so to speak, should be the one to reach out to Hashem. Leisla bepuma, I can't stop thinking, I can't stop talking about the fact, El yalida dila o lahave dacha. Am I going to have like my own? I, the woman, am I going to produce another woman? Or am I going to produce a male? Am I going to be receiver? Or am I going to be the influencer? Dehainu shia avodas hamitzos bechinas dacha. That my mitzvah should be masculine. That I should be the one to be mashpi upon Hashem and give him the tanuk. Va'oz gorim shefa bechol ha'olamos. And in that way, Hashem's Rachmanis, as it comes bouncing back to me, is so much stronger. Kein yizachinu Hashem yisbarach la'avodoso v'chinas ha'nizkir la'elamim. She'll be zochet to live this Torah. What an amazing hour of Kedushas Leil, I think. Okay? Shkoyach. We thank our Rebbe, and once again, we thank the sponsor, Rabbi Yaakov Zaydel, Lilui Nishmas, his father, Avram Ben Herschel.